Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, when tight end Tyson Smith caught his first touchdown of the year last Friday night against Bloomington North, he became the eighth different Jaron Alley touchdown target in this 9-1 campaign. 31 six-pointers to date for Alley. The senior duo of DeAndre Black and Lucas Walden have been just lethal. They've caught 23 of Alley's six-pointers, had five against the Cougars Friday night. You toss in, well, a career rushing night from Gavin Adams, and here Gabe Johnson's Panthers sit 30 yards shy of 4,000 total, headed into that title game tomorrow night down in Seymour.
You know, I think when you look at us, I don't imagine that you can just come in and say, we got to stop one guy. You know, it's two or three, I think. You know, and then you got Gavin in the backfield, and you got Tyson, and you got some guys that are getting the ball. And so I think that makes maybe for some difficult matchups at time. But Jaron is making the big thing, I think, with him right now is he's making good choices.
It has today, no question about it. Our coverage with Gabe Johnson and Chalk Talk at 6:30 tomorrow night. TicketSpigot.com is the place to go for those $7 tickets. Thursday night, NFL football. Steelers welcome in the Titans. Pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Early word out to parents and grandparents. Memorial Stadium, the venue next Monday night for Title Night 2023 in the Monroe County Youth Football Association. We have flag football, AFL, NFL, six total title games. First kick starting around 6 o'clock, as board president Julius Hanks was telling me.
This is my first year as the league president. I mean, it's been a great year. We've had beautiful weather. We haven't had too many. We've kept the kids safe. There, unfortunately, haven't been too many injuries. Most of all, the kids are having fun, and I've seen them all get better. A lot of kids who were just learning the game of football, even been some teams that have lost all their games. But with good coaches that and parents that are positive, I talk to them, and they're still having fun. And that's just what's most important to us, that they're having fun, that they're being safe, and they're learning football and good positive life skills.
Monroe County Youth Football Association Board President Julius Hanks. Next Monday night, the Rock Memorial Stadium. It'll be title night. Our thought for this Thursday, to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. Steelers at home tonight to the Titans, pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.